Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 5:30 British Summer Time. Well, before I say another word, let me apologise for any background noise there may be, because there's quite a scintillating soccer match going on behind me between Australia and Italy. And since we have an Italian member of staff in the office, he's getting quite a ribbing because it's still a nil-all draw, and Italy have just lost one man. So there might be some rather raucous shouting behind me, just in case there is a score. And good luck to any Australians who might be listening. But today has been a rather quiet day in the stock markets. In Japan, it was the Nikkei was up 23. In Australia, it was pretty much flat on the day. So really, not an awful lot of activity in Asia at all. Very much the same sort of follow through there in Europe. The FTSE was up, or sorry, down 10 points, nearly 11 points. DAX was down 15 points. So again, very little activity. And right now in the US, the Dow is down 4. S&P is pretty much flat in the day, and the NASDAQ Composite is up 4 points. So what we're starting to see here is just a little, these markets turning a little bit boring, which is really a bit of a rest from what we've seen so far. And not at all unexpected, because when we talk about right-hand extension, what we've seen recently, particularly for most of June and towards the end of May, was incredible volatility, where you saw markets go up for a day, then they'd come down for a day, but they'd be moving a percent or a percent and a half on those moves, which is incredibly volatile and very distressing. What we've seen over the last week is that volatility really starting to come back quite a lot, so you're starting to see much less activity. Well, what that activity was largely a signal of was a massive war between supply and demand, where one would have the upper hand on one day and the other would have it the next day. But what we're seeing right now is, because you're having a compression of the amount of trading you're having in a day, there's not as much participation in the market. So that real panicky selling is over, at least for the moment. And probably we've seen the vast majority of the selling in the markets. Looking at what we're seeing right now, this sort of boring ranging activity could go on for quite a while. And we'll start to see over time perhaps a progression of rising lows coming into the range very gradually. Again, that's not going to happen this week or next, but over the next 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, we should see these markets starting to steady up and starting to build a floor. If we're not already at the lows, we're probably really quite close to the lows. So this respite in activity is definitely to be welcomed in stock markets. And I don't think it's really a harbinger of future volatility to come, particularly on the downside. So again, the very fact that this is starting to slow down and starting to go sideways for a bit shows that we are starting to see some buying, and some of the selling is starting to dry up, particularly as some of these markets are starting to come into relatively pretty good value areas. Obviously, they could get quite a bit more, they could get quite a bit cheaper, but at the moment, things are really looking quite okay. Treasury markets, very similar story. I posted that 30-year Treasury bond in the interesting chart section today. You can see it's coming right back into that sort of area of support. And while that has been ranging there between sort of 106 and 100, well, 105 and a bit and 108, that's quite a big range. But when you look at that long-term yield chart, and you'll find that in the chart library, it really looks like yields are going to be coming up. So that does imply a bear market for bond prices. It would really need quite a big move to break out of this downtrend. And the support we're seeing right now is really probably more of the sort of a temporary type of support. Very much the same sort of story in across the bond markets. There's not a lot really to say about those either. The real action that we've seen today has been in the metals markets. Nickel is up 725 points, so it's coming back into that sort of big round number 20,000 level. That is a little bit of resistance there. Again, these metals are in are in a medium-term correction, and we haven't seen any really great signals from them that correction is over quite yet. I would say of the strongest of them is probably copper. It's up 4.45 today. It's at 328.50, but again, the high was at $4 or 400. Sorry, 400. So that's really quite a way from here, and we're only just starting to see a little bit of firming up coming back into the copper price. So still in the medium correction, but starting to show signs of life once more. But it's definitely not a signal that this correction is over. I think we still got quite a long time to go before that happens. Precious metals are also firmer in here today. Platinum is up $20. It's at 1186. Palladium is up 870 at 318.15. Gold is more or less flat on the day. It's up 55 cents. And silver is down 10 cents. So platinum is starting to look a little bit better. So is palladium. Silver is still really quite weak, but holding support there above $10. So not really a great deal going on there. There has been really an awful lot of activity though in the soft commodities. When you look at say something like cotton, massive downward dynamic on Friday. Another one in here today, so it's getting follow through. And since a lot of these had gone up, you had corn, you had wheat, you had cotton starting to move upwards, and now they're coming back quite, particularly cotton and corn, coming back quite sharply. I think there's probably some new story out there, given that we had that hurricane hitting Florida, maybe throwing some water down on the Carolinas last week, or maybe the week before. That may have watered some of these crops and helped those yield projections, because since then we've seen some of the soft commodities coming off quite sharply. And again, that was a weather punt, and it does look like it has rained there. But in the long term, these soft commodities, they don't have the massive secular bull markets that we're going to see in things like the metals, purely because you can just plant more of them the next growing season. But when you do have droughts, then they do tend to accelerate quite quickly. The way we're seeing the activity, for example, in corn right now, it looks like, well, it has broken that projection of rising lows. You'll see that particularly in the candle chart if you look in the chart library. It would need a really quite a big upward dynamic to take the wind out of this down move, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon. So we may be getting chances to buy these things quite a bit cheaper. But overall, really quite a quiet day. Oil firm in here as well. Gasoline up 4.85 at 2.17. So the energy complex quite firm, although natural gas is quite an exception, coming back again to $6. It has provided support in that area already. So we'll see whether that's going to bounce again from $6, but it's done it three times now. So that is really quite cheap down there compared with the others. But if there's anything else we can help you out with, please don't hesitate to contact us. And if there's any way we can improve the service, don't hesitate to drop me a line. But thank you for your time.